Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, today is technically day 27 of our 40-day journey in the Being Challenge book that we're reading. Hopefully you're enjoying it. Those that are tuning in, we hope you're enjoying it as well. What we're doing is really unpacking five rhythms of Jesus, habits that he did over and over again. Jesus had distinct rhythms. And as I've been reading it and studying these rhythms, I've come to the realization we aren't so good with those rhythms in our own personal life. And what we want to do is match these rhythms of Jesus that he had over and that he communicated and just did in his life over and over and over again. One thing that I know is that the relationship between a parent and a three-year-old is a very unique relationship. I share that because I speak from experience. I'm going through it right now. I share that because I don't believe that a parent and a three-year-old are hardly ever on the same rhythm. They're hardly ever in sync, right? Take my son, Miles, for example. On a whole host of issues, we are not in sync with each other. Miles has a weird rhythm at night. He loves to get up in the middle of the night and turn on the light switches. He has discovered how those work. So if you drive by our house and you see the lights on, that is why at 2 o'clock in the morning. My rhythm, I like darkness. I fall asleep like that, 9 o'clock, and I'm out till the morning comes. Our son has unique rhythms when it comes to sound. He hits decibels and pitches that I didn't even think existed. Dan, you may have not even heard those pitches. I don't know. I don't like loud sounds. I like calm voices. We're not on the same page at all. When it comes to bodily movement, we don't match rhythm at all. He loves to jump on the couch and run around the house all day. Literally, all day. I like structure, order, routine, managed movements, predictable movements. So on a whole bunch of activities, we do not match rhythm, and it's been true with every single one of my kids. But here's the thing with every three-year-old that happens. It's this. When they go way out of rhythm or completely off track and they wander off a distant path, they instinctively know that to get back in rhythm, they need to pair themselves with their parent again and get in the rhythm of their father or their mother. That's what calms them, matching their rhythm with their parent. Then the next day they go bonkers and crazy and off on their own path again. You know how this goes. Isn't this what we really want to do with our Being Challenge? We want to look at the rhythms and the pace of Jesus and what he did. And today we're taking a look at one specific rhythm that he did over and over and over again. And here it is, seeking solitude. Jesus sought solitude. We're not so good with that rhythm, actually. And we want to be challenged this morning to think about matching what he did and his pace for seeking solitude. Well, why is it that we're not so good seeking solitude? There's a whole bunch of reasons. We talked about it in Bible study this morning. One is that we live in a noisy world, a lot of voices speaking, all sorts of opinions and the ways and directions in which we should go. We live with a lot of distractions and a lot of busy things that we have to get done. We live with these things. What are these called? Smartphones, Androids. I don't know if you've looked at the latest research on these, but it's really telling on what we are distracted with in our lives. They say today that the average person spends 4.5 hours per day on their phone or their tablet. How about this one? How much information we're downloading. We have research showing how much we're downloading information on our phones. They say that we are downloading 5 times the amount that we did just 5 years ago. Whoa, we're distracted. Seeking solitude in a world like this. They also say that the average person, research shows, the average person checks their phone. How many times a day do you think? How many times do you check your phone? 80 times. 80 times checking your phone.